Here are today's top stories. The Chicago Archdiocese is looking to reorganize, and over the next few years, hundreds of Chicago churches could close. On the same day, TCF banks say that they will close all the banks inside Jewel Osco. You know, it's a sad day when I have to wonder which closing will have a bigger impact. I mean, church is great, but I can buy beer and cash my check. Maybe instead of closing, both could merge. Yeah, the Catholic TCF Bank of St. Patrick's, where we're offering half off on rosaries and savings accounts. Looks like Mayor Emanuel may not push for a lakefront location for the Lucas Museum after all. A judge paved the way for a lawsuit against putting the Star Wars Museum along Lake Michigan, as that is supposed to be sacred land reserved for public museums and auto shows. Now, Mayor Emanuel may just be making sure that if the courts rule against him, the Lucas team doesn't just pack up and go to Oakland. I've heard some churches and a jewel bank is looking to close. How about the St. Patrick's TCF Bank of Obi-Wan Kenobi? Man, I should get into government. I got such great ideas. In politics news, the Bernie Sanders campaign was kicked off Tinder for blatantly campaigning instead of, you know, trying to sleep with everybody. Here's a sample. Hey, what's up? You're cute. Want me to send you a picture? Oh, you hate that? You know what I hate? Wall Street. You on Snapchat? Bernie Sanders is on Snapchat. Catch you later. I'm already sick of you. In business tech news, LinkedIn saw a huge stock drop today after a bad quarterly report. Could this be the end of that one social media platform that you never use? Seriously, when's the last time you used LinkedIn? Even the unemployed are like, ooh, new Candy Crush update. Need to delete something off my phone. Yeah, LinkedIn. In news, Robert Feeder is reporting that ABC7's Ron Majors is set to retire. What? No. Who do I send the letter to? Dear Father Time or Republican lawmakers? Please force Ron Majors to stay on the air forever. Sincerely, all of Chicago. Nintendo announced they're nixing a sleep tracker. It would be a bedside contraption. They were hoping to monitor heart levels, REM sleep, etc. Yeah, you heard me right. Nintendo. If you slept well through the night, you got a colorful mushroom that made you double your size. Or so you think. Probably why it was nixed. Who needs sound effects? I make my own sound effects. This weekend, Larry David returns to host SNL. He's been a fan fave with his Bernie Sanders impression, which is eerie, but not as good as mine. Hello? I really hope Sanders does a tap on the shoulder cameo. That's my favorite. They converse with each other. I know it's cheap, but I love it. Who's tapping on my shoulder? Oh, it's the real guy. Hello? Oh, come on. So good. It'll be so good. I can't wait. In weather, it's fine. It's fine out. In sports, this weekend is the Super Bowl. I wonder when the Broncos win, if they'll carry Kubiak and Wade Phillips on the shoulders. Did you watch 30 for 30 last night on the Bears? Same old stories for a national audience, but you aren't human if you didn't tear up a bit at the end. Heroes need heroes, too. When Buddy Ryan's talking to Singletary, he's using sign language like an ape. Get it together. The Bulls try to do the unthinkable tonight, win two straight. They take on the Nuggets in Denver. The Blackhawks won again last night on the appropriate game winner from the captain, Jonathan Toews. They're in Dallas tomorrow for a showdown with the Rising Stars. See what I did there? Actually, they're going the other way. Sharpie. In college hoops, Louisville banned itself from any postseason play, including the NCAA tournament, just because of a sex scandal. When the news reached Champaign, the Illini were like, hey, we have no scandal, but we'd like to ban ourselves from postseason play too. Please, give us a reason. It's not just because we suck. And at Wrigley Field this summer, two shows from the band Phish. Just when you thought the Wrigley Field concerts couldn't get whiter. I mean better. And finally, a new study says that having your home team in the Super Bowl may make you sick. The study says that it has to do with stress. And in another study, it says that the people of Chicago, specifically Chicago Bears fans, are the healthiest people in the world. Well, that's the carryout for February 5th, 2016. Have a great weekend. And don't order the nachos for takeout. They never hold.